Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come, they made careful search and inquiry, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things, but now have been announced to you through those who preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which the angels long to look. And that was 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 12. In Peter's letter, Peter, guided by the Holy Spirit, was intent on encouraging the Christian Gentiles who were living in exile and living abroad in Asia and Asia Minor. There is an overwhelming theme throughout this book, and it is victory over suffering. The word suffering, or some variation, is mentioned around 20 times in this book, and that is more than any other New Testament book. It's that it is according has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Our hope is not contingent on the death of some religious leader or martyr. We have a living hope based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, he talks about how we have obtained an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away. And this imperishable gift is reserved for us in heaven one day, which we'll obtain it there. And it's because of that living hope that we have this inheritance. In verse 6, he writes, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Peter knew that his readers were facing treacherous and even life-threatening trials in their lives while living in the Roman Empire at this time, who was immensely opposed to Christianity, and many of these saints paid with their life. But in verse 7, 8, and 9, he writes that this suffering is proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though we have not seen him, we love him and we believe in him. In this next part, we oftentimes greatly lack. And that is, we greatly rejoice. We need to have happiness and joy at all times, even through our trials. And Peter writes here that we need to greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And I know at times, especially when you're going through those trials, it's hard to think about joy. But you have to think about the outcome of your faith and what lies ahead. And in that, we can have that inexpressible joy. Now verse 10, he writes, as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of his grace would come to make you carefully search and inquire. The prophets who prophesied about Jesus throughout the Old Testament had a glimpse of what was to come, where now today we have that revelation in our salvation of what Christ brought to us. And in verse 12, he says, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. It was through these prophecies and the things guided through the Holy Spirit that they were announcing these things that were going to benefit us in the future. And it's through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven, things into which the angels long to look. Even the angels were not fully known of what was going to come about by Jesus going to that cross to bring about salvation for us. And all of these things that Peter writes point to Christ. They bring us to the cross. They take us to the empty tomb. They have us looking toward heaven to remind us that no matter what we may struggle with in this life, the living hope that we have in Christ doesn't even compare to what lies ahead for us and our reward in heaven. And because of that, we can have joy inexpressible as we sit around his table this morning and reflect on what he did for us on that cross. Our Father and gracious Lord, we cannot thank you and praise you enough, Lord, for thinking of us by sending your only begotten Son to this earth to live among people, Lord, to be tested and tried in all points as we, but yet to remain sinless, to be that perfect lamb, Lord, to be led to the slaughter, to suffer and die at the hands of pagans, Lord, to be crucified on that cross, to be put in that tomb, but on that third day, Lord, to rise again, to conquer death, to conquer Satan, Lord, to bring about our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for those who preach the gospel to us, that it's through the foolishness of preaching, Lord, that we were able to hear salvation, that we were able to realize salvation. And it's now at your Son's table, Lord, that we can sit here and think about his death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that no matter what we may be dealing with in our lives, that we can have joy inexpressible at the reward that lies ahead of us in heaven. And we just ask you, Lord, just to please be with us this day. We hope that everything that is said and done today, Lord, will be pleasing to you. And we just ask you, Lord, just to please forgive us for when we sin and fall short. Help us, Lord, to not be entangled, Lord, in the daily things in this life and not succumb to the sins, Lord, that we so easily become entangled with, Lord, but to resist the devil. And we know he will flee from us, but stay focused on you and what lies ahead. In Jesus' name.